This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the changing tides of politics with Iraq receding, domestic issues rising. We're going to talk with a pair of congressmen about what their constituents are saying.
First, to the Pacific Northwest, where a big chunk of Interstate Highway is still underwater. Transportation officials now say that flooded section of Interstate 5, that's the main freeway between Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, will remain closed until at least this weekend. The floodwaters are finally starting to recede, and some people are returning home for the first time since Monday's storms. Austin Jenkins of the Northwest News Network visited hard-hit Lewis County in southwest Washington state.
The raging floodwaters hit the tiny town of Adna hard. Drive through the center of town and it appears every house is flooded. One home was completely swept off its foundation. Soaked and muddy furniture and belongings sit in front yards. Rachel Jagger says the water came in fast.
It happened in like 5 minutes.
She and her kids had to be rescued by boat and by helicopter. Now they're back, and like many people here, they don't have flood insurance.
You should see the inside. It's terrible.
They're salvaging what little they can from their waterlogged rental house.
We tried to save everything by throwing it up on the beds, but you can see it went over the bed.
December rains are common in the Pacific Northwest, but what happened this week was unusual. A powerful Pacific storm brought hurricane-force winds to the Washington and Oregon coasts and dropped up to 10 inches of rain between Seattle and Portland. In Lewis County in southwest Washington, it was too much for the Chehalis River to bear. The river crested above record flood stage. State Trooper Todd Thornburg says this is the third time since 1990 this area has faced severe flooding, something the community never expected.
Three 100-year floods in 17 years.
Do you guys feel a little beat up by Mother Nature down here?
Yeah, it's pretty devastating.
It's too early to know how many homes and businesses have been damaged or ruined in this sprawling, semi-rural county, but the governor plans to ask President Bush for a federal emergency declaration. The longtime sheriff here, Steve Mansfield, says the damage is extensive, but he notes people are pulling together.
It's been a real tragedy, but what you're seeing here is a lot of people helping each other out, so this is pretty cool. This is about as good as it gets as far as an emergency disaster situation where something bad has happened.
In the nearby town of Chehalis, floodwaters inundated a new shopping center that includes a Walmart and a Starbucks. Margaret Dunsmore wanted to take a rowboat in to check on her tax business. The National Guard said no.
So I just want to take pictures of my office.
It's way too much of a danger. There's so much stuff under that water that you could hit and sink. And
Dunsmore expects the worst, but has an upbeat attitude.
I've heard that it was 3 or 4 feet, so just means rebuilding, you know. We're a service business, so we just get the computers running again and we're good to go. It's just, you know, ain't nothing but a thing. You can't mess with Mother Nature when she comes along.
Back in the little community of Adna, the reality of what's happened is just hitting Rachel Jagger. She doesn't know what she'll do next.
I don't know. I'm still in shock. Just keep looking around. I'm trying to make a list of everything the last bit. It's everything.
Judging from the looks of things, Jagger is far from alone. For NPR News, I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.
All right, if you're just joining our program In Progress, well, how should we put this, Alex?
Let's just say if you're just tuning in, you have missed out.
Brad Pitt was here, George Clooney, Beyonce, and the entire offensive line of the New England Patriots right here in this studio with us.
Indeed. And it's not just because it's Grammy Nominations Day, and it's not just because we're here in Hollywood. We've got all of the stars. And we've got some other stuff, too.
Well, okay, we may have been exaggerating somewhat the first part of the program, but you could have heard these voices talking about what is going on in this country today.
You know, this is a great country where people deserve second chances, and we've created an environment where we can provide second chances to people that have troubled credit.
What about a friend of mine who might have a 6.5% 30-year fix? They made the right decision, and they don't get anything. Someone made the wrong decision, and they get a handout.
If I'm fortunate to become your president, I will serve no one religion, no one group, no one cause, and no one interest.
He was clearly trying to suggest that the beliefs that he has are similar to those of other Americans, even if there are a lot of differences in the particulars of his theology.
How do you keep up with the news that happens every day? Well, we podcast this program day to day, every day. So if you miss a little bit of it, you can listen later on your computer or your iPod or other MP3 player. Podcasting day to day on Day to Day from NPR News.